pandemic changed a lot of things about life, life in America, life around the world. And in this segment, we're going to talk about tipping. This has been a pet topic of this show for many, many years. Tipping did change a little bit during the pandemic. I know personally, because we weren't going out to restaurants, we were doing a lot of picking up to go.
Mm-hmm.
I tipped more when I would go pick up dinner at a restaurant because I knew those local restaurants were hurting more.
Absolutely.
They weren't getting the sit-down dine-in. So let's say I went to pick up dinner for $40. Normally, before the pandemic, I probably would have tipped a couple bucks.
Yeah, maybe five, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know if I would have tipped five before the pandemic, but once the pandemic hit, I was leaving them 15 to 20% like I would have done sitting down.
Yeah.
But there is a new survey out from creditcards.com, and I was surprised to find out that most Americans do not tip, even through the pandemic, when they get to-go food. Huh. When they do, that number did go up a little bit during the pandemic. They tip 15%, but most Americans do not tip when they go to a restaurant and pick up the food. And I guess I understand that because you're not being waited on. You're the one that's going there and you're kind of doing most of the work. It's just kind of like you going to a grocery store and grabbing the food and going home.
Yeah, but a lot of times they're swamped. They're putting together all sorts of orders that are lined up. They're doing a lot of work, especially in my case, when they had to put together a six-pack of margaritas to go. That's a lot of work. It's not just handing you a bag of food. That's a lot to keep up with.
Mm-hmm. In this survey, they found that millennial and Gen Z consumers are less likely to tip everyone, from the barista at the coffee corner coffee shop to the Uber driver taking them to the airport. The pandemic has not increased the percentage of service users who say they always tip. And they say that when people do tip, this is now the going rate. If you're back at a sit-down restaurant, 20% is the going rate. For food delivery to your house, 17% is the going rate. And if you're picking up takeout food, taking it home yourself, 15% is the going rate.
I'm 20% across the board.
Yeah, yeah, it's, I think I am
simpler
too.
Simpler for me to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I've tried to bump it up from that during this time, though. Just figuring that somehow somebody can use that.
Well, of course they can use it.
Yeah.
Why not go up to 100% then?
Well, because I don't want to give that much money.
And the older the person is, the more likely they are to tip. It is interesting that the silent generation tips almost all the time.
Which one's that one?
That's older than the baby boomers. That's the greatest generation, or people who are in their 70s and over, mm-hmm. I guess. They almost always tip. Boomers almost always tip. They tip 85% of the time. Silent generation's 95%. Gen X, 75% of the time. This is just at a, say, typical restaurant, sit-down restaurant. Millennials, 52% of them say they always tip at a sit-down restaurant. Isn't that strange?
At a sit-down restaurant.
Half of them will not tip.
That's weird to me, because it's not talking about what percentage you tip. It's
right.
Just talking about if you tip.
And Gen Z.
And I figured at least, I figured 100%, well, 95% of people will tip.
Gen Zers at a sit-down restaurant say they always tip 49% of the time.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And, I mean, I get the argument if you don't have as much money, right? You're younger, you don't have as much money as you do when you're older. But you should at least always tip. You just tip a less amount.
And around 10% of millennials and Gen Zers just said they never tip, flat out never tip at a sit-down restaurant.
Wow.
I think that's really wild.
Really changed for some reason. And wouldn't the number of them be involved in that industry?
Mm-hmm.
To where they would think, well, yeah, I would want to tip just like I would want to be tipped.
Now, they do say that when the Gen Zers or millennials tip, they usually tip very handsomely. It's just that they're much less likely to tip than baby boomers or older. We've had, Gen Xers.
Yeah. We've had this tipping discussion a number of times over the years, and my attitude has certainly changed. Remember when we used to talk about just getting the takeout? I know that's been different the last year, or if you go to a coffee shop or something like that, and we used to think, well, why do you have to tip there? Or a smoothie shop? I always tip there now. I don't even think a second thing about it. And remember, that used to be a big talking point of, yeah, what are they doing exactly? They're just putting a soda together or something like that, or an iced tea. That shouldn't be that hard. It takes 10 seconds. But now I always tip there. I always feel obligated where I didn't.
Why?
10 or 15 years ago. I don't know.
I know
isn't,
why.
Isn't your reasoning still the same, though? They're still just putting together a glass of iced tea.
Yeah, but maybe I appreciate the work they're doing, then. I don't have to make the iced tea.
I don't think it's any of that. I think you feel obligated because now when they flip that pad around, it says add tip, 15%, right. 20%, 25%. That's where you feel obligated because
maybe.
You don't want to look like the jerk, or
because it's publicly done in front of them.
The person in line's watching to see what kind of tip you add, and you don't want to flip that screen back around and have the attendant see that you didn't leave a tip.
Right.
But they don't have a place on the iPad for fill in your comment, and George can put, you're just making tea, 0%.
No. But even if it's old school and they just have the bucket there, I'll make sure that I put, a dollar or two
in there. I think you're way less likely to tip if it's just the bucket. And certainly, even before the bucket, you just go in for a coffee, there's probably a 0% chance you were tipping when they said $2.50.
So you tip at a Starbucks?
Yeah. Absolutely. Any coffee shop,
yep.
Smoothie shop, anywhere, I tip. Absolutely.
I do too, and it's not because of the service. Part of it is because I do feel for the service industry because I worked as a waiter for 5 years. So I always look at things from their perspective, and I know that they live on tips. So I do want to tip anyway, but for me mainly, it's because I feel pressured into it. First it was the bucket, then it was the receipt that you had to sign, but there was a spot for a tip.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's the pad, which puts the tip options in front of your face, all lit up.
Just a touch of a button. Well, maybe I haven't been in a Starbucks in a long time, everything. I swear, I don't remember there being the tip option on there.
They've got the old school bucket, a lot of them.
It seems like I just tap my card, and then the thing is done.
I don't know about specific places that we have to log.
And I don't remember a bucket being at Starbucks. I don't remember them having a...
Last one I was, there was one there.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know about that specific coffee shop. But just talking in general, most places, there are exceptions that don't ask you for tips. And I find those places refreshing, quite honestly. But I would say probably 90% of the places you go now give you that option or make guilt you into a tip.
About the bakery or donut shop, you leave the tip there. They usually have the...
No, they will throw out a bucket.
Yeah.
But I'm never paying cash. I don't have anything to throw in the bucket.
Okay, well, if you do pay with the card, do you tip there?
Yeah. I've gotten to where I tip. But see, I'm still going on a lot of pandy guilt.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of it is with me, too.
But don't you guys find that the great majority of places you go to now either give you a credit card receipt, since we're all using credit cards now, no cash, credit card receipt with a blank for the tip, or the pad with 5 different tip options? I mean, are you guys really going to a lot of places that just either have the old bucket or don't ask for a tip? I think those are dinosaurs.
Yeah, I think that they're getting rare.
They probably are, but they're still out there. And I still see that bucket there and think, okay, I've got to contribute something.
Well, you carry cash. You're one of the rare animals that carries cash.
Yeah. I still like to feel like a baller and carry cash and just throw it around.
This survey says
$20. Feel like a baller.
They found a strong correlation between income and tipping habits. For example, 82% of high-income people Household income of 80,000 or more say they always tip at a sit-down restaurant, compared with 73% middle income, 40,000 to 80,000, or 58% of lower income under 40,000. So that's always understandable.
Mm-hmm.
They did say that the pandemic in certain industries did raise the tips. For example, one study found that pizza delivery drivers made more per tip during the pandemic. And I guess people thought, well, not only are they bringing the pizza to me, but they're putting themselves in the line of fire, exposing themselves mm-hmm. to all these different people during, you know, a virus outbreak.
So see, I always just psychologically netted that out for them. Yes, they're out there traveling and being exposed to the virus, but then they're exposing me when they're delivering my pizza. So,
right.
So I subtract my risk out of that, too. See, I feel weird about going into the chain pizza place. You know, it's mainly a delivery operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I usually pick up from there.
Yeah, I do that.
And I'm tipping a full 20%.
I know.
There.
I do that, too.
Even though I've driven to even pick it up, and if the guy brought it to me, I would tip him 20% too. But yet I'm going in there and I'm giving the exact same amount.
See, and that changed for me during the pandemic. If I'd gone to a pizza place and picked it up, I was probably a 10% tipper. Because in my mind, I'm doing the work here.
Yeah.
Now it's a 20% post-Pandy.
So how long does Pandy guilt keep you giving that amount? Or
forever?
Is that just the new figure now 20% is the baseline.
I kind of think forever.
And when do we rethink the why do we pay servers less than the minimum wage and make them rely on tips?
Yeah.
And what's the server opinion on that? I forget what the wisdom is on that. They like working for tips
because they don't report at all.
Yeah, because it's a cash thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird little loophole that we've carved out here in our mm-hmm. monetary system, to where you can pay these people less than minimum wage and then you can give them cash and then they choose to report it or not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Although it's much less a cash thing these days, so I don't know if they're getting away with the tax break like
right.
they used to. I know as a waiter, I always felt like I was going to make way more in tips than on some sort of salary, because I don't know, this is a long time ago, but a typical night, a good night would have been $50. And that was in 4 hours or 5 hours of work. And there's no way they were going to pay me $10 an hour back then when the minimum wage was $3 an hour. So I felt like I was getting away with a much better bang to time ratio.
But what if they had given you the choice of making $10 an hour guaranteed back then? Obviously, you'd have to adjust for today's prices, but $10 an hour.
And no tips.
Guaranteed, no tips.
I wouldn't have done that, because there were some nights where you would get a high roller that would give you a $100 tip and make your week.
But weren't there some nights where you'd get hardly anything?
Yeah, but I felt like I'd rather take my chances. It was
most
like gambling.
And that's what I wonder. Do most people approach things as they'd rather take their chances, or do they want the sure thing?
It depends.
I'd say the guy probably take their chances because they think they kind of like betting on themselves.
Everything,
because there are major differences between men and women, like it or not.
Why don't customers tip? These were the reasons given on the survey: 56% unfriendly staff, 34% waited too long, 34% not getting what they ordered or expected. Well, and a lot of times, even if it's a bad experience, I still tip because I figure, well, it was the kitchen or somebody else's fault.
I get caught in it all the time because I always, as you guys say, I always look like a vagrant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So a lot of times I don't get good service because they just figure I'm not going to be a good tipper. And then they trick me. This is a genius move on their part. It's like negging someone. You ever heard of that term?
Mm-hmm.
It's when you give them negative comments,
yep.
and then they want you more because you're giving them negative comments. That's what the servers do to me. Treat me as if I'm not going to tip them well, to dare me into tipping them well, giving me poor service, and therefore I'll give them 30%. Because I'm going to prove them wrong. See? They just spotted me as a bad tipper. So they didn't give me good service. So I gave them 30%.
I'm with
showed them.
Gordo, I get bad service, I feel like, because I don't order alcoholic drinks. So as soon as I say I want water, my table is completely ignored.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm still pressured, like I have to tip heavy.
Waiters do that for sure because they know it's going to be a low bill.
Take me with you. I'll order a few pops.
Boy, Willie. This is according to national etiquette expert Diane Gottsman. Tipping guidance for 2021. Sit-down restaurant, 15% minimum, 20% exceptional service. Buffet, $1 to $2 per diner. If it's just the waiter filling your water, but you're going back and forth in the buffet. Restaurant, picking up takeout. Tip not required, few dollars, nice gesture. Everybody these days feels like the tip is required, but it's not. But if you leave a few, they appreciate it.
Well, I sure feel that way.
Taxi or ride share, minimum 15%, 20% if they assist you with luggage. Grocery or discount store, curbside pickup. This is something new during the pandemic. Most stores do not allow tipping.
Right.
But a few dollars is a nice gesture if allowed.
Oh, gosh, I haven't been doing that.
And hotel, getting your room clean daily, $3 to $5 per day. I fall short on that.
Yeah, I do that.
I'd leave like a five at the end of my stay, but not per day.
I don't think I really tip at hotels.
I don't do it per day because I think staff changes every day.
Yeah, but they
then you should tip every day. That way that person gets that tip for sure.
What if it's a day where I just have the sign on the door that says no service required?
Well, then you should still tip. Otherwise, you're a big jerk.
I feel like I'm shortchanging somebody.
This coming from a guy who doesn't tip at all at hotels.
Yeah. I usually
what am I going to do? Leave my credit card on the pillow?
No, just leave a 20 when you check out.
I don't have a 20.
Well, start carrying some cash. You're not three.
You carry cash. You tip for me.
I have been.
What?
I guess I have been since we stay at the same place. I'm also tipping for you.
Uh-oh.
What?
Look who's outside the studio. He wants to come in and talk about this topic. All right, let's decide if we're going to let Chris in next.
Oh, gosh.